How was the fall?
It was good.
No!
Every time you start episodes.
No, I actually need it because I'm running on zero energy. I had two kids today.
The farm, they didn't
call
it kill.
You
have to do that bit again.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Think It's Safe. You're here with Nikki,
Honor, and Shots, aka Shots the Bot.
And today we're actually gonna just like jump straight into it. We already know the topic, and it is adulting.
Someone requested this on our Instagram. So yeah, adulting, guys. How's adulthood treating you? Actually, do you accept that you're an adult now? That's where we should
accept
start.
I have to accept it.
Some people
There's no choice but to accept it. The bills come out. Every month. Wow. I have to accept it. The rainy days situations happen. Like, there's no way. Like, it's not like before. I don't know, like, when you was really young, obviously your parents buy you the clothes, the this, the this. My parents don't buy none of that for me. Like, I feel like that's also a bit of adulting as well.
Mm.
Cooking for yourself was a bit of adulting on the sly as
well. Oh, my days. That cooking one.
Washing your old clothes, separating them.
Can we talk about this cooking one, please? Because I just think it's ghetto that if I don't cook, I don't eat.
Not ghetto.
Can you imagine that I'll be laying in bed, my stomach will be growling. Mm-hmm. I'll be close to death and I have to still get up. And cook.
Yeah, sometimes if it's frozen, you're even more frustrated because you're like, oh, what do I eat?
I didn't take the chicken out of the freezer. Mm-hmm. This is why my mum has been shouting all these years. Mm-hmm. And because now there's no food.
Mm-hmm. And then you're trying to save money, so you don't want to do Uber Eats or Deliveroo.
I just close my eyes and buy it. My account last month, yeah. Oh, I want to be sick. Do you know on Monday you can check how many, like, your total for Uber Eats?
Mm.
I'm not even going to disgrace myself and say it on this thing. But it's been mad. I need to like go on some ban. I need to stop. Because when I think about all that money that I could be saving or like using for something else, and it's just going to my belly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just eating it.
But your belly is important.
Okay, but but the thing is,
I will feel good after.
Like, for how long? And no, I don't. I feel shit because now my trousers are too tight.
Oh, I don't feel like that.
You're blaming.
I'll just buy bigger trousers.
So you just keep buying bigger trousers, Chantel?
To be honest, I haven't had a situation yet where my trousers are. That's why I love leggings. Leggings, you never know.
Yeah, leggings and joggers. That's what I was living in through the whole of lockdown. And that's why nothing fits. Because I wasn't...
Yeah, but I feel like Honor's just very dramatic.
No, I put on two jeans the other day. Did not fit.
Have you seen me in jeans?
My puff.
It's mad.
Because nothing fits.
Yeah, but jeans are dead anyways. Jeans is going out. Like... I don't know why people try and wear it regularly. It's not a regular thing anymore. Like, that's when we was little.
Yeah,
like,
used to wear
you see
jeans
my son that like, make her wear jeans. Where you
I wear mum jeans.
Yeah, mum jeans are
I don't like mum jeans. I feel like it makes people look...
No. I feel like some girls can rock it.
Yeah, but I feel like some people, it just makes you like you have no shape.
I get what you mean, though. There are some jeans...
You have to have, like...
You have to have more... Shape. Like, you have to have a very, very, like, deep shape to wear it.
Like, you have to have, like, proper nice hips. Small waist and...
Little bum. Just to fit it out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, cooking...
Yeah, that cooking one.
It's mad. And I'm not gonna lie, there's times where I want to cook for myself, but I know there's other people in the house.
Yeah, you so people like, that live in, like, a big household.
It's like... Wow.
It's not even that. It's the fact that my mum will come to me and be like, what are we eating today?
Yeah! And it's like, what do you mean?
Like, what are you cooking? Like, my mum doesn't cook anymore.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
And the thing
the
is...
The walls have switched.
But this is the thing.
But it's not meant to
when
switch.
Did it happen?
Like, I feel like parents, nah.
No, but when did it happen?
That's what I'm saying.
When did this switch happen?
I just woke up one day and it's, what am I eating? And I'm like, what are you cooking?
No,
I get it, yeah. We were meant to cook. But I feel like it should be rotated. Like, I don't feel like it should be, what are you cooking all the time? Like, and then once in a month, your parents cook. To be honest, yeah, I just wish I lived with my dad because then I wouldn't have to worry. My dad cooks all the time.
Yeah.
Like him, he would never say to me, what am I eating? He would be like, are you hungry?
I feel like it's just part of adulting then.
I wish I had that spirit of cooking.
Yeah, that's what I want. Like, I'm like, I've got a dad that loves to cook. Like, God, give it to me. It's not giving.
I don't have it at all.
It's not coming.
Do you know what it is?
I thought maybe when I had a child, it would change. But it's even worse because it feels more of a chore. Like, I have to cook because you need to eat. Like, I thought now I'd be like, oh yeah.
She's like, she comes in, I have to cook so that this picnic don't die. That's basically what she said.
Like, before I could just, like, I could just have a sandwich and firm it. Now, like, I have to cook. And he eats that. Like, he's not them kids that. You guys know how Zion is, that like, yeah. he'll eat his food, they'll come for mine. So I have to give him proper food. I can't even do the one, two little
baby bites or something.
Yeah,
no, it's a struggle. And then I'm finding myself buying groceries.
Yeah.
And it's like, what am I doing this for?
Oh, you've just been introduced to that life.
Huh. How about?
No, obviously during uni when I was living away.
How about buying groceries, buying nappies, buying milk, buying clothes? For two, not just you, but for baby.
So we can't relate.
So when you had Zion, is that when adulting kind of kicked in quicker? Or
Before, I got pregnant. When I looked at his wardrobe, and I looked at my wardrobe, I realised I'm an adult. And I realised that I'm going to miss out on clothes because...
What sacrifices did you have to make?
Fam... Zion dresses better than me. Like, I'm not even joking.
She didn't lie.
Like, the only time, like, don't get me wrong, I dress well, but I mean, like, I go the extra mile. Like, even today was out, some random woman came up and said, oh, your son looks good, you're dressing good. I'm like, damn right, because I'm buying Jordans. I don't own Jordans. Like, I've been saying to myself for 2 years now, I'm going to buy myself a pair. I look at the price and I'm like, I could buy food. Bare clothes from Pretty Little Thing. And I'm spending it on this one pair of Jordans. And when I take my picture, I know I'm not wearing it again.
That's the issue with Chantel.
Arts or not.
Chantel does not own a washing machine, clearly. No, because in Chantel's world...
Because I have to wash that clothes. Now you're going to make them think I don't wash my
clothes. Okay, no. So her washing machine is allergic to her clothes. Because in Chantel's world, she wear one thing once and that is it.
Yeah.
And she'll go and buy a new one. This girl went on dates. Last week, yeah. For this whole month, even, Chantel's been going out. I kid you not, Nikisha. She has bought a new thing every single day.
Yeah, you're decorating tea, smiling. You proud?
And she will pay on top of it. Do you know one thing I hate paying for?
Delivery. Yeah, stupid.
She will pay $5.99 next day delivery for each and every one.
It looks nice.
So you know.
Like, and I'm just thinking to myself, all this money she's spending. And then she'll come out saying, anyway.
No, but she did. You did say a key thing when you was like, you'll see the price of the Jordans, and then you start thinking, I could pay this, I could do this, I could buy that with that amount of money. Thingy. I feel like everyone does that now. Like before, when we see like a pair of trainers when younger, we just buy it or be like, oh, dad, it's mum or whatever.
No, people are still doing that. Man them.
See,
in particular, do that.
Drip is forever.
Yeah, but.
No.
Period.
I promise you, if you look at certain man's Insta, you will think
drip is killing they are.
And you know what? It actually gives me the ick.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not turned... You know, like, how bare girls, like, they find it bare attractive, like, when a guy's in all designer?
Yeah,
I don't them. Like it. I like the simple, like maybe have designer crepe and the nice outfit. Not... Designer crepe, designer jumper, designer jeans, designer.
Because to them, they see the labels and it screams money. But to me, it screams...
Broke.
It screams terrible money management.
Yeah.
It screams, we're going to be broke in the future.
Yeah. It screams, your priorities are not straight.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's scary. Bye. Mm-hmm. Ew.
It also screams that...
But the thing is, when does this phase fizzle out? Like, are you still doing this when you're 29, when you're 30, when the kid's on the way? Because
but this is the thing, have kids and this is the problem. Thinking. Then they have the kids.
And the kids
want the kids in all these designers. When, let me tell you something, yeah? Your pitney grows in a week, yeah? Zion has 6 Jordans. None of them fit.
Oh.
Okay? None. Only one. Yeah, there's one left. Now I'm buying him another one. Do you get it? They grow very fast. When, like, years is a bit easier, you can stretch it a bit more. But even then, their foot grow, yeah? So you're telling me you've just given birth, you're putting your baby in all this designer, just to make people think you have money. Don't get me wrong, I'm all for the world for spoiling your child, making them look good. I'm not saying you can't wear designer here and there, but I just feel like people's meaning to it is not from a genuine place. It's not like, I really want you to wear this because I just love you. But do you get it? It's just more like, so no one can say I don't have money. So, but these times, you're struggling to pay your bills.
Mm-hmm. I feel like whole money management will tell the difference between someone that can actually manage money and someone that just looks like they have no common sense when it comes to it.
And money management is a skill. That's what I'm saying. When they have the child, it will be there. Because they're so used to just spending money on designer. They see something they like, they just buy it. Like, oh yeah, money will come. Money comes and money goes, isn't it?
And
so
it will come back.
Until one day it doesn't.
It doesn't.
And now you have no savings.
No savings.
Yeah.
And now what? Now you're begging your boys for money.
Oof. Or mum.
Or your mum.
Yeah, and you'll also realise who can really dress. No, I'm telling you. If you see someone that was in designer, they can't dress. They cannot dress. They can't.
Okay.
I promise you they can't.
No, but the whole adulting thing though, if your priority is to like drip all the time, you need to now think about there's more to life. That's my thing. If you think, yeah, I need to make sure I look good all the time in terms of dripping and designing this and this, your priorities are not priorities.
But what is dripping? Because I drip. So, I want to understand what is this, like, what is this meaning of drip that it has to be designer in order to drip?
But not even necessarily designer, like the latest.
No, whatever, but it like, is, like, in terms of drip, like, it's used for people that are in designer.
I was kidding our people, I said this. That's why I said, when it comes to whole money management, not everyone, but not everyone is actually understanding we are getting older. There's going to be bigger bills to come. When you move out, there's something called rent. There's water bill, electric bill, gas bill, weekly groceries. If you
that's
have
why people do fraud.
Permit, insurance, this.
No, but this is why people do fraud. So that they can have the designer.
Yeah, and still be able
to pay for their things.
Mm. Yeah, but this is the thing. As an adult, and when you get older, you're going to be more and more of an adult. You can't be with someone that's just doing fraud for the rest of their life.
But not everyone's thinking like that.
This is what I'm saying. This is why I feel like our age, we're still trying to understand what adulting is, or people are not actually deep in that they're actually an adult. Because by the government, when you're what, 21? Basically 18.
Yeah, 18 is an adult.
You're an adult.
21 is like proper adult.
Yeah, 21 is like you need to start shorting some shit out. 21 is when you can actually get the proper wage and shit like that. In a sense.
Okay, but let's talk about the aspect of adulting where, like, so all of us are adults, right? Twitter. Oh, on Twitter, everyone earns 100k.
What?
I kid you not, guys. You guys don't have Twitter, so you wouldn't know. But people who have Twitter know what I'm talking about. Everyone earns 100k, and they look down on everyone else with their little 20k job. And it's like, you feel the pressure. Like, okay, cool, I'm 22, 23, I don't have X amount in my account. I don't have X amount saved. Am I doing this adulting thing properly? Like, and then you start thinking about the future. How am I going to afford this? How am I going to afford that? And you just find yourself depressed and in a downward spiral of stress because clearly they want us to die.
No.
How am I going to afford all these things when my paycheck ain't even big enough?
But see, we are adulting. But where we are young adults, but I think there's levels to everything. I watched this little thing the other day, I even shared it on my Instagram, where this guy was basically saying, when we look back on our 20s, because now we are in a world where we can be successful at these ages, when we look back and see all the pressures that we put ourselves through, when we should have actually been enjoying our 20s, not saying like you're just rolling carelessly, have your priorities, have your goals, but enjoy your 20s, because as you get older, certain things that we're so pressed on is only because we're at ages where a lot of people are now accomplishing, like, achieving those things. Mm-hmm. But it's not meant to be a thing where if you're not achieving it, your life is a mess, or you're less than, or you're not going to get there, whatever. Like, it's just a new opportunity now, because it's more open to us in easier ways of achieving it. Do you get it?
Yeah.
But now it's like, if you're not achieving it by this age.
You're failure.
Yeah, and yeah. that's rubbish because when I talk to like my mum and stuff, they had like they were like teenagers in their 20s. Don't get me wrong, they were working, they were making money. Yeah. Like they were making money, they were paying their like they had bills because they moved out, everything. But they were still living life, they were enjoying life, like they were working towards their goals but still enjoying life.
Like my mum always says here that me at 23 is older than her at 23. Because at 23, she didn't know nothing, like, about money-wise, finances. Like, she was still literally what you're saying. Like,
that's what I'm saying. And I feel like it's so bad that... I think it's a beautiful thing that we have more access to becoming successful at younger ages. But why is it now pressure for me now? I have to now be successful because I saw this person at this age. Or even, like, it rolls down to marriage and all these things. People are getting married younger now in our year, so everyone starts to feel like, oh, why am I not married or something's wrong, like, bro.
But I also feel like it has it's a reason, there's the reason is the cost of living is going up and the wage that people are on, especially younger than us, I think it's like sometimes 15,000 whatever because a certain age you only get this amount an hour and stuff like that,
yeah,
that they can't afford it. And I think I even saw apparently TFL prices are going up.
Yeah, by 5% or something.
Yeah,
which is a lot compared to how it was before. And I think right now, I suppose it's like £1 something.
The bus is like £1.55. I don't even know how much the chain is. I just
Especially zone one.
I don't even check.
I just be tapping.
No, your bank will come up and show this how much. But I don't look.
Okay. But that's, I feel like that's why there's so much pressure on us to save so much now, because the cost of living continues to go up. And even like jeans, they actually gone up.
That's like that. True, I agree with you, but at the same time I feel like people instead of planning and working towards it, people are doing the most. So a lot of people are moving out just so they can say I've moved out. A lot of people are buying a car just so they say I have a car. They're not doing things at a time where you're actually at the place where you can financially afford this, you're ready for this, you're doing it so you can make yourself look like you're that person and you've got it all together. And I'm not the one paying your bills. I don't have to maintain the car. Because I was even talking to my friend today, she was like to me, don't rush it. Because when she got her car, like she was all gas, whatever, but if she deeped how much food she's got to pay for within maintaining the car, she wouldn't have rushed herself to buy a car.
Yeah, that car,
and it's not a bad thing. Like, it's not a bad thing to get a car, but there's just a lot that comes with a car, like, that I never really thought about. I just thought, you buy your car, you drive, you're out here.
One day, might not drive.
You're out here.
Literally, one day, might not drive. And the car doesn't, it just says, you know what, I'm not in the mood today.
Yeah, I'm not going to switch on.
Now, you're all calling these people, and they're telling you £500.
And then you
Who
still
told
got
you
pay,
I have £500?
And you still got to pay for your car. Like, if you're, you didn't buy it out straight, you got to pay for it a month and all of this stuff.
And that as well, I feel like adulting, you need to understand when you have to get like a credit card and loan, your terms and conditions,
credit,
your the APR of certain things. Like, people don't realize if you have a high APR on a credit card, you're paying back so much. Like, there's no point at this at that point. Or even a loan, you don't realize if you're taking out 10k loan, thinking, yeah, calm. If you have a high APR, you could probably be paying back an extra £8,000 on top of your £10,000. But did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware of that?
You just saw free money.
You saw free money and you could pay it back in 20 years. You didn't realise. No, this is what people are failing to understand when it comes to that aspect of finances as well. And I don't we didn't get taught that in school. And we're learning now. But people are not really learning. They're just seeing it. Oh, yeah, I can get a car on a loan. Let me do that. I don't know, what's APR? I don't know what it is. whatever. Oh, it looks a bit low. That's fine. You don't actually deep it because you're losing out on money and people are not doing that. Just think about right now what you said. Oh, I want to get a car right now. Let me do that. I want to move out right now. Let me do that. They're not actually deeping. Okay, so when, I don't know, your oven forgets, can't turn on. That's a lot of money. Like, this is what I feel like our generation is not deeping. And that, not, I feel like, all of us are getting to it, but some of us are still stuck in the Instagram, let me post because I need to look good type of thing.
All that can wait. Like, let me just...
Yeah, like, I don't have to post every single week with something new. Or I can post with the same bag twice, it's not a problem. But people are not thinking like that. And I was even having a conversation with two of my friends.
Oh my god.
Arts or not, every time I've gone out, I've bought a new bag.
Yeah, but my thing is, you haven't now gone to buy a new bag, move out, buy a car, do this, take a loan out, do this, do this. And I feel like it's because of where I work as well. When I see certain things, I'm like, wow, is this what's going on with you? But behind, because there's people that come into my where I work and they're popular on Instagram. And I'm seeing what they're working with and I'm seeing how they act on Insta. I'm just like, wow, no savings. Like, it's actually crazy. So that is something that people need to actually worry about. I'm not going to
lie. So, like, okay, cool. Us lot were in our early 20s.
Thank God.
So it's like, okay, cool. I want to save, but I also want to enjoy my life because I'm a heavily firm believer in enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
I love enjoyment. So what's the balance like? How do I find the balance between saving and spending and like going out with my friends?
You need to define your enjoyment because people have enjoyment in terms of shopping.
I just want to travel. I like going for cheeky drinks with the girls. I like looking nice from time to time. I want to look nice. I want to get my hair done, my nails done, you know, all these things.
No.
I also want to save.
Yeah, I'm not saying you, like, as soon as you get paid, you put everything in your savings and then you suffer until you get paid again. Yeah. I'm not saying that. Basically, I was having a conversation with two of my friends, and they're both like, oh, what do you think is a suitable amount of money in someone's account to have when you're talking to that person?
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
And I was like, I don't know.
You know when I talk to you guys, I hear about new things. Like, last time it was how much they're earning, now it's about how much they have in their
account. I just think, Chantal, you don't think about the future.
No, I do, but I think, do you know what I think it is? Maybe it's because I'm not in a relationship.
No, am I?
No, but maybe that's why I'm not like, I just feel like, I don't know.
No, I think about it because I know how much I've got.
Mm-hmm.
So I start to think, okay, so how much would I want them to have, or would I accept?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, like, the fact that you guys think, like, oh, how much they got, will I accept that? Like,
it's not like accept, because I understand that everyone's circumstances is
different. Not when I talk to you lots, I really feel so.
But my thing is, I don't want you to be stunted and not have anything.
That also comes down to what guy you're dealing with, because some girls, when they're dealing with guys, like, for example, when we talk about fraud boys, those boys may not find the value in saving because they're making money like this. They're in their heads, like, if I need something tomorrow, I can get it.
So can you throw investing in there too, please? We keep saying saving.
Yeah, investments as well.
And investing.
But yeah, so I was talking to two of my friends. Sorry, guys. I was talking to my friends, and one of them actually was like, oh, he's 25 now. And he was literally like, unless a girl has a business, I don't think girls have at least £10,000 in their account.
Mm.
And he's talking about, like, girls from, like, 25, 24, whatever. So I was sitting there and I was like, are you sure? Like, I'm pretty sure some girls have some sort of saving. He was like, no, you're not even 10,000. Like, unless you have a business and you're doing well, he's like, yeah, I can understand that because you're making some money. And he was like, the way girls act nowadays, I don't even think they even save.
What age is he talking about here?
Like 24, 25, that type of age.
I'm not sure about 24, 25, because I'm not there.
Mm.
But, I mean, maybe 10,000, because when you look at it, 10,000, you have to think about how much they earn.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they earn, I don't know, 2K a month, For me, to save, I use a 20-30 rule, right? So I save, like, 20% in, what's the other 30? See, I don't even remember. I think it's like invest 20, save 30 or something like that. It's up to you. But roughly, I try to save 20% on my paycheck every month. So if they're going to save 20%, that means they're saving £400 a month. And you times that by 12, like, unless they just started working when they were like 21. So it's like, how are they going to have 10K?
But my thing is also, I know that people have been working from 16.
But yeah, do you know what? I'm 16.
Saving is a recent thing, you know. Like, a lot of us is only deep in about saving now. Not a lot of people deep about saving. Like, when I was younger, my parents used to tell me to save. I didn't deep it. Oh, it's only now that I'm older that I'm actually thinking about, oh, right, I need to save. Like, before then, I was just like, yeah, I've got bare time to save. Like, why do I want to put my £1, my £10, my whatever back then into saving? But I deep now, if I actually listened, things could have been a lot different.
Yeah, a lot of saving people weren't saving at 16.
Exactly. So now for my children, I'm going to do it in a funner way to make them save, because I realised that when I was told it, I didn't take it in. So that's why I'm saying, for a lot of people, even though like to you or to someone else, like, how can you not be saving at this age, or how can you not think it's important? They didn't actually deep it until now.
Actually though, at 16 I was saving, you know.
I had
but
to.
The thing is, I used that money for uni. So that money's gone. So
I don't know where mine is, to be honest. I feel like my dad spent it.
Oh my god!
Because he had like an account that I would save, like that I meant to have until I was 18. Have I seen it all now?
No, you need to go and ask for that account. But regarding what your friend said, 10k. Actually, if I just did the maths here, if they were saving, let's say they earn 2k, they're saving 20% a month. They started working when they're 21, then they should have 10k.
Yeah, but a lot of.
But then you have to factor in like circumstances.
Yeah, 100%. Like, but he literally, because I don't know if it was because obviously of his age and stuff, but I was thinking, raw, like, guys that age are thinking, raw, girls don't even have bread like that unless you have a business.
But at 25, I'm thinking that's a lie. At 25, I feel like a lot of people do have to.
Yeah, but these guys are that age and they're saying girls, they think girls don't even have that, or they know that girls don't even have that. And it's like, raw, okay, so what are girls actually doing at that age? Like, what's going on? Obviously, things can happen. You know, you could lose your job, you could do this, you could do that, which is understandable.
But some people live off their savings. Like, you see, when you get money and then you lose your money, they go into their savings. Let's say you're going on holiday, yeah? And you put together how much you're going to spend. Then you spend all of that.
So it's all about money management.
But that's what I'm saying. A lot of, like, a lot of people do that because we're still young
and
in our
discipline.
Heads. Like, you feel like, oh, yeah, I'll just put it back. Put it back.
You stay in that cycle of take, put it back, and then your things will, like, your savings will never grow.
Yep, basically. And in terms of our savings investments, you know, when the whole Bitcoin thing was going on, and apparently everyone was splashing 10,000, 5,000 in there, you lot need to actually read on your investments.
That's the thing, like, people won't take the time to educate themselves. They just follow what their friends are doing. Give me a name. I don't want to bail out some people now. I was coming to bail out some names. Wow. Billy. Billy got X amount of money. He got 10k from Bitcoin. I'm going to do what Billy did. These times, you don't even know what Bitcoin is. You don't know how it works. You don't know the risk. You don't know the reward. You don't know anything.
And on top of that, you actually get taxed. But you don't know that. So now when you're trying to do a mortgage and stuff, and then they're going through that, like, raw, so you did trading, but you didn't pay for your taxes because it's capital gains. Oh.
All these new vocabulary that you have never heard.
Like, people actually don't understand. Basically, majority of capital investments, you have to pay tax. But people don't know that.
Anyway, let's not get into this now because it's a lot.
But this is the thing. No, we didn't learn this when we was growing up. We're learning it now. But I feel like some people are not learning it right now, and they might learn it when it's too late.
I think, yeah, for that whole investment thing, like, I took the time to educate myself in it. And it takes a while, and it took me like probably like 2 years to really grasp all the concepts and everything and all the options that you have. So I would say, like, don't, because I know a lot of people may feel like they're behind almost. In the sense that, oh, they see their mates investing in X, Y, and Z, and they don't, I say Z, or am I American? In these things, and they don't know what the hell they're talking about. Because there's a lot of lingo behind it, there's a lot of things that you've never heard, you were never taught at the end of the day. But I honestly, like, the biggest, thing I can say is, like, take the time to educate yourself. Like, get the books, or follow, even on YouTube. Things are free, YouTube. There's loads of Instagram pages that I follow that I love about finance. I can put those in the description.
Yeah, we'll do that. Help you.
But
guys out.
Yeah, like, investing is very, very key in adulting years.
Compound management,
all them things there.
Savings, all that good stuff. I'm not even gonna lie. What's it called? Health insurance.
Yeah.
Health insurance. life insurance. That's
life insurance, yeah.
Those things, like, even though we're young, you need to take that into consideration.
I've never looked into that, to be fair.
Oh, really, guys?
I have to do that because I have a child.
Is it? Oh, that's wise.
Yeah. I do life insurance.
That needs to be part of,
you know,
part
you see
of it.
Her, both of them, actually, but her husband is, he deals with, like, what do you call people who deal with insurance?
I don't even know. I don't know, just...
Financial advisors, whatever, and he was like, I don't know, he said some crazy statistic about how black people, like, only 10% of black people have life insurance, and then their parents die now and they're all scrambling for money.
Yeah, it's true. But you can tell because a lot of the times when someone dies
and they're making GoFundMes.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, low key, it's embarrassing.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna cap. Like, because why did you not set these things in place beforehand?
Yeah, that's why as soon as I had Zai, I went on life insurance.
But even health insurance you need to be wary of, because if something was to happen to you, you might need to fork out for it sometimes.
Yeah, but
even
I think,
though NHS is free. Mm.
Yeah, I think because NHS is free here, we don't really...
There are certain things that are not covered by the NHS. Like, when, if it was to ever happen to you, you're fucked. Yeah, because it's actually mad.
This adulting topic is heavy, man. There's actually
a lot of things to like, actually take into consideration.
And then there's housing. Like...
Oh, do you want to talk about houses and mortgages?
I don't even want to talk about that one.
Mm-hmm. Because, I'm not going to lie, people think, oh yeah, I got £50,000. That's fine. I could get a mortgage. No, it doesn't work like that.
It's about your job.
It's about your job. It's
how much you earn.
Yep.
Can the bank see that they can trust you to repay this money back?
Yep.
Okay, cool, £50,000 for deposit, fine. But then there's all, what, the other fees?
There's other fees.
There's stamp duty.
There's all of that. However, you could have £50,000 and you could get a £250,000 house. Okay, that's fine. So you now need to get £200,000. Now, if the bank goes, oh no, you don't earn that much, we want to give you £150,000, you need to find that extra £50,000.
Yeah.
Or you can't get your mortgage. That's what people are not realising. You can save £50,000. You can save £20,000. You can put the lowest 10% of the house.
Mm.
But you will need to fork out the extra bits. But no one's seeing that.
Or you
that.
Get a higher-end job.
Yeah. But
and you have to be there for, like, what, 3-6 months or something?
So it's these long. Are things that, like, people are failing to understand. And I feel like...
It's a lot.
We're young now, so it'll be good to actually educate yourself now rather than educating yourself whilst doing it. Because that will give yourself... You'll give yourself more of a headache. Because if you're trying to get a mortgage when you're 25 but you never knew anything about it and you're learning it whilst you're trying to do
I
it,
I need to go to a class.
You have a headache.
Like, I need someone to talk.
You don't need to go to a class. Honestly, like, there's so many easy
no, but
people
I need
who
someone
break
to
it
talk.
Down.
Yeah, I need someone mm-hmm. to
Yeah, even on, like, YouTube and stuff.
No, I
even need... podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
There's
no,
lots
I
of financial podcasts.
Someone.
All right, fair then. You can get a... Maybe
yeah,
a Keisha
but where
can
I find
cheer you for a small
Can
fee.
You tell me?
What would you like today? But yeah, these are the things that people are not understanding. Even a lot of people, when they're going to uni, they'll get like a graduate account or student account because you have the £2,000. You don't get charged for it. Again, I've seen people when they're coming to my workplace, they've just graduated, and as soon as you graduate, you start charging me. And then sometimes they're like, I can't afford this. Yeah, but this is the terms of conditions.
Wait, charge you for what then?
Your overdraft.
Oh, the overdraft.
Yeah.
Like, I thought you were talking about the account.
No, not the account.
Okay, you're so do I need to shut down my student?
No. You're in £2,000 overdraft.
Yeah, they'll start at the interest, isn't
it? So there's some people that come in here, but I can't afford this right now. I don't have a job. I don't have this. Okay, but in the terms and conditions.
That
I
was,
sense,
black and white.
But so many people don't get this. This is the thing, like, it's like they see automatically no charges for £2,000 because the student can, I'm fine for 3 years. As soon as that 3 years is done, that's where they ask, when's the last day you sent uni? Because of when that comes and goes, you're getting charged. And people are not seeing this and are thinking, but this, okay, congratulations. This is what you put yourself into. This is what you signed up to. You can now fight it. You're probably going to have a headache, but this is what you sign up to. And again, when I see people open up these accounts and stuff, I'm like, I really hope that you understand all these things. Even I've had people come in, the interest rate's too high on a loan or a credit card, can you do something about it? No, you signed up for the terms and conditions. People are not understanding. They only realise it when it's 4, 5, 6 months down the line and they're like, hold on, I'm paying £60 because I only took out £5,000, but the interest is £80. Oh, the they're not realizing this. And this is why I said we need to learn this now than learn it when we're going through it when we're older.
But this is why I wish this was taught in school as well. Like, maths and all this stuff, why did they not teach us these things?
Loki, I just feel like they want to set you up.
Yeah, they do, because they teach us stuff that, fam, come on.
That we're not even using now.
No.
And they know the people who are better off, like, yeah, whose parents are maybe have good jobs.
Have trust funds already.
Yeah, they are going to fly, yeah, and then they just leave everyone to fall to the ground. Yeah. Face.
Or they see it as you probably won't be earning enough or doing enough investments to actually understand that you might need to do your own taxes. Your taxes, when you have a normal job, your tax already comes out. Your national insurance and everything, that already comes out. So you're not actually calculating it. It's when you have investments or you're earning money that needs to actually be taxed on, and you might have to do your own taxes. But they don't teach you that because they're already thinking working class, working middle class people, you're not even going to get there anyway, so you don't need to learn about it. But I feel like everyone needs to learn about it because people can now make it in life.
Yeah,
before people are really making it in life, especially working class and middle class.
I think a big part of adulting is just like sacrifice. Like, you want to go out with your friends, also have the saving goal that I really want to meet. So, is it wise for me to buy this shoe?
Even cooking on you don't need to order the food, you better get the chicken out the freezer. Yeah,
that's like an extra £300
with the meal prep for the week.
I used to be on job with that, you know, I don't know what happened. Like,
it's crazy. God. Even saving for a rainy day, like your phone, God forbid someone wants to steal it, you have a flat tire, like, it's all those small things that people actually need to understand.
Emergency fund.
Yeah. So I feel like that has a lot to do with adulting as well. Don't get me wrong, have your fun, but
find the balance.
Yeah.
Like, don't just be out here living recklessly and now you're asking people for money. And do you know what? Sorry, I keep saying this. Ask people for money innit, if you need it, like if you're actually in need. Mm-hmm. But don't make it a habit. Like, mm-hmm, we're all adults here, we all have the same, you know, we all work like, mm-hmm, for our money. So, mm-hmm, why should I now come and just give it to you? So hello?
How about people that don't actually have a job and they live off their parents? How do you think? And they're like our age or older.
That's completely fine, I think. Like, if you don't have a job and you're actively looking for a job...
And you're not actively looking. Your parents are funding for your shit.
Oh.
This is what I'm saying. Like, how about that, like, they're our age, but their parents are funding for them.
Each their own. If your parents are willing to do that, each to their own.
But do you really think that they should also learn about certain things?
Yeah, they should learn, but I'm saying if your parents are willing to do that, who am I to say? Because
I'm all for parents. Like,
that's what I'm saying. If my parents were willing to do stuff, that's what I'm saying. Like, so I just feel like
case that Nikisha's talking about just sound like you're a bum.
Yeah, you need to have independence. You need to. There's nothing wrong with your parents doing certain things because that's, I feel like, in a parent's nature.
So would you classify that person as an adult?
Yeah, you are an adult,
but
you're not growing up.
They're just a bum.
You're not taking responsibility for the things that you should actually be doing right now. And it's going to hit you very soon.
I don't know if I'm petty, but if someone's not, like, if you're literally living off your parents, and I'm not talking about if you're going through depression and stuff like that, because that could play a big factor and stuff. But if you're genuinely, you just don't want to do anything, you're living off your parents, I would classify you as an adult.
But I think something's wrong with you. No, like, I think you are depressed. That you just
I'm excluding all of that. No, like, you're just a person that just don't want to.
No, there's something wrong. Like, you actually need to go to the doctor. Because if you feel like there's no reason, you just don't want to work, then
I don't classify that person as an adult because I'm now doing what people classify as an adult, like the whole working.
Yeah, but by law, if they're our age, they're
an adult.
It's not about
forget law. It's about the priority.
You just need to grow up.
That's what I'm saying. You need to grow up because there's some people that don't want to work because they want to have a business.
Mm.
That's fine.
Yeah, no,
that's what I'm saying. That means that person hasn't found their purpose. They don't want to work, but there's something they want to do. They just don't know what it is. And instead of them admitting that, they're just saying, I don't want to work. When you say that, it just sounds like you don't do anything with your life. But when you emphasize that, no, I want to do something, I just haven't found that, that means you're going through...
Yeah, I agree with that. But I'm saying someone that
just don't know what your purpose is.
No, I agree with that. I'm just saying someone that actually doesn't do anything.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. they are not sitting down with themselves and trying to figure out what do I want to do. Instead of just accepting that I don't want to work,
yeah.
which is a lot of people that's what brings. Okay, let's talk about. I have to bring Ford back up because I need to understand. Would you date a guy that does Ford?
No.
And like,
do
solely
you think
Ford.
He's an adult? Or she's an adult.
No. The reason why I say that is because, one, you're not even making legitimate money. Can you even put that in your bank account and it won't get flagged up?
He's going to deposit 10K
in there. But she or he has money and they can buy whatever.
Okay, but when it comes to future things, again,
they can't
like
buy
a mortgage or,
but that's what I'm saying.
Or a car.
But that's what comes to, when like bringing up that situation of not wanting to work, whatever. I see a Ford person like that. To me, you're not doing nothing with your life. You're not making money. You're taking other people's money, ruining someone else's life,
yeah.
just so that you can look like you have the life that you want from someone else.
Yeah, I don't consider that as being an adult. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, so even that itself, like, if that's what you're doing, you haven't got your life together. You shouldn't be proud of yourself, and you shouldn't even be allowed out.
Shut
the house.
Any Forster, shame your niggas today.
No, any Forster listening to this year is gonna be like,
it's
your tell girl.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Do you know what I mean?
That you're calling yourself an adult. You're going to all these expensive restaurants. You're buying all these things, thinking that you're somebody that you're not. So you're going through it. You're actually going through it. You don't know what your purpose is, and you need to sort yourself out.
I feel like I don't know who she's referring to, you know. I feel like at the end of the day, people need to understand you're actually an adult for the rest of your life. So you need to actually start doing things and learning things. It doesn't matter if you're 20 or 30 or 50, you're still an adult. Like, that title is with you. So
I also think, another part of adulting is, like, taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
So, like, going to the... I don't know about you lot, but when we were 16, we were skinny. Okay, like, we used to think we were fat, but we were skinny.
Yeah, but sizes. You see now that you think you're
now,
fat. No or not, because I know what you're about to say. When you get older, you're going to look at yourself and you're
going, I know, that's what I'm saying, it's going to keep getting worse.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to start finding fat in places that fat didn't
no.
exist.
No, you're going to complain that this you hair was calm, and then you're going to complain that about how you are now.
Listen, anyway, just take care of yourself, take your vitamins, you know, drink your water.
Educate yourself, guys.
Yeah.
Do that good stuff.
Women, learn your body, learn your cycle. If you don't track your cycle on them apps there, you're doing something wrong. You need to start doing that. Man, look after your skin, your hair, everything. Just make yourself feel good. That's the least you can do, because life is really lifing, okay?
Yeah.
We're not saying don't, like, live life. But we're also saying you need to understand adulting life. And I'm not talking about the standard cooking, cleaning, this. No, there's more to life, more to adulting than the basics, yeah? That's what everyone needs to, I feel like, learn and get a grasp.
I hope you guys don't feel overwhelmed by all of this.
Yeah. I do.
Oh, no, don't feel overwhelmed, baby.
We'll talk about it after.
No, I don't want to talk about it. I just want to do my stories, right? I'm joking.
It's been a long episode.
I know. Alright, guys.
I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please give us any feedback, anything that you actually want to question.
Honestly, she's gonna post some like links that will help you in terms of financial advice and stuff.
Books and stuff.
And we see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.